For CASM Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill at the Minnesota Farmers Union annual meeting in Minneapolis going on this weekend. And Gary Wernisch, President, joining us here as you broadcast on this Sunday morning. And Gary, look at this weekend overall. First of all, convention time, exciting time, but it's policy time for you guys.
Yeah, that is the most important part of the convention. That's the organization. That's the roots of the organization. We have members come together and we debate policy, and sometimes very actively debate policy and come together. And, you know, usually there's always two sides to every issue, so we hear them out and they have a good debate and we come together, and maybe not everybody's completely satisfied, but that's how we go forward and that's how you get things done. And, you know, we go work at the state and national level, and I mean, that's the roots of the organization, and that's the roots of the state convention is the policy discussion.
Gary, I'm not sure if it's just because this year is so fresh yet in my mind, but has it been this busy in years past? It just seems like it's been so nonstop this past 2017.
It has. We've been very busy. We've been out there, you know, trying to advocate for needs. You know, obviously the farm bill's coming up, and Congress is proposing a tax bill now, which will add a huge, you know, $1.5 trillion to the deficit, so we're concerned about that. Healthcare concerns are all very much concerning to us, because the farmers have trouble in cash flow, and healthcare needs are, you know, need to be addressed too. So there's a lot of issues, and you throw in there, you know, roads and bridge funding, I mean, there's no end, you know, and we have to be active, and that's part of why we have a strong farmers union, and it's one of the benefits of members to have a membership, have an organization advocating for those needs at state and national levels.
Gary, you mentioned a healthcare facet of things. Recently, you guys kind of jumped on statewide here to this new program for farmers, and it seems like a good option for folks.
What is, you know, it's the 40 square option, you know, and you know, it fits our heritage very well. You know, it's farmers union. We've had a long role in starting co-ops, and this is a co-op provided healthcare plan for farmers. It'll be a co-op run. We're run by a local board of directors, elected by the members, and it's underwritten by a company is underwriting it. So it's another option out there, and we think it's very viable. And we've invested money in that, and we're going to help promote that and get it going. Because right now, what it's for is the farmers and anybody that's in the individual marketplace are the ones that got really hammered with the high premiums, and that's where the farmers fall. And this co-op plan is another option for them, so we're very much behind that, and we'll be helping promote it.
Seems like it's really something really personal to you. I know, I remember at FarmFest you brought this up, and it said, you know, this isn't policy, this is healthcare, this is people. You know, it's hard to see any bipartisanship in healthcare. You know, it's hard to see that.
Well, it is. You know, that's the frustrating thing about politics. You know, I guess you can complain about politics, but yet overall in our country, when you compare it to some of the third world countries, we're in good shape. But healthcare is not a partisan issue. If you have a health issue, it doesn't just settle in Democrats, it just doesn't settle in Republicans. We're all in this together, and we need to work on this together. We'll never fix it if we don't work together in a bipartisan way, and I guess that's the part we're trying to push. You know, we have to come together and work on this together. If it was easy, if one party had all the answers, it would have been taken care of a long time ago. But it's an issue that it keeps getting worse and worse. And as our healthcare systems have gotten better, people are living longer. But operations and stuff, knee replacements, various things that we didn't have a number of years ago. But that all comes at a cost, and we all want, you know, we're all grateful for that. But we got to figure out how to address that so everybody has access to healthcare and get the cost out of the system.
Gary, finally on Saturday morning, and Mr. LaRue from the national level come and speak, and also Ann Steckel too, and they addressed a few topics regarding, of course, Farm Bill, and talking about this renewable fuels, biodiesel in that category, and shared some good testimony from folks and saying it is a very competitive way to utilize our corn crop and other methods as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, on a national level, you know, and we hired Ann as a biofuels advisor, and working strictly on renewable fuels, and not just ethanol, but biodiesel, any type of advanced biofuels, because them are important. They provide, you know, like use corn, ethanol as an example. We have the plants in Minnesota providing good paying jobs in the rural communities, for providing another market for the corn. But there are, you know, a few years ago we had the grocer manufacturers come out that it's taken the food away from the people, but it isn't. You know, the byproduct of the ethanol process is still gets fed to livestock, and so you're not taken away. And it's another issue that we just need to keep advancing, because it benefits rural America a lot. You know, we right now you know, we're in the Mideast a lot, and we get a lot of oil from the Mideast. You know, the more we can do at home locally, it just makes a lot of sense. And, you know, at a national level, not only renewable fuels, but we got trade is an issue for us that we need to keep working on. With the bumper crops, so we have depressed prices. You know, obviously we would like to use that product at home, but we need trade too. So, you know, the kind of right now there's uncertainty with the administration. There's uncertainty on all these trade agreements. So that is, you know, that is hurting us. So that's something we need to get fixed and get settled and go forward and get, you know, do trade agreements. If we're supportive of renegotiating NAFTA, but, you know, we have to be at the table and we have to really focus on working on it.
You mentioned at the table, you guys have prided yourself on doing that local, national levels. You will continue to do so, obviously, but you got to be there.
Well, you do, and that, you know, that's what it's about. You know, you can get frustrated sometimes, but you still got to be working and advocating your message, you know, and that's what Farmers Union, we've been around a long time, and that's what we do.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us here on CASM Radio.